is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Ligant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Ligant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi. The perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Yep, good evening, everybody. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Garbrey Jim on the campus of Piqua High School. Doubleheader tonight, Division 7 Boys District here at PHS. And in Game 1, it's Fort Loramie versus Cedarville. Fort Loramie Redskins, 10-14 on the year. Fresh off two wins against Fairlawn and Mississinawa. Beat the Jets 56-32, down the Blackhawks by a count of 45-40. It is a tall task here tonight. Cedarville is big. Cedarville can run the floor. They're fast. They shoot extremely well, highly athletic. It's a team that's won 9 straight, 20 wins on the season, just 2 setbacks, lone losses to Arcanum at home way back on Saturday, December 6th, 44-31. I saw Arcanum last night beat Anna, led by 19 points. With 6 minutes to go, Arcanum is very good. No shame in that loss, but Cedarville early on in the season against the Trojans. Other setback at Northeastern, January 20th, 60-58. Big home win for Cedarville over West Liberty Salem by a point. West Liberty also beat Anna on the road at the Rockets Gym. A couple of wins for Cedarville over Springfield Catholic Central by 12 and by 19. That's the team that plays Botkins here in Game 2 tonight. Now how about this? An 8-point victory away from home in Leesburg, Fairfield High School in South Central Ohio, a team that Botkins went on the road, struggled to beat, did win by 7. Cedarville went there and won by 8, one of the better teams in Southeast Ohio. 89 points against Calvary Christian in the tournament game so far here at Piqua. Final tally, 89 to 38. I said 20-2 by way of record for Cedarville. Actually, three setbacks. The one to Arcanum, one to Northeastern, and the other defeat along the way. I don't see it. So evidently the Ohio Heritage Conference site is wrong. Oh, there it is. Very last game of the regular season. League champ Fairbanks beat Cedarville by a score of 62-48. So Cedarville has won at 9 of its last 10. Just three setbacks. Chuck, you watch Cedarville closely against Calvary. Not a strong test, obviously. Not a potent opponent. But to score 89 points in your first tournament game in boys D7 basketball, that's worthy of NBA attention.
Well, the fact that there was a running clock for 2.5 quarters. If that would have been just a regular game, they would have scored 110. But you're right, Calvary wasn't very good. But you know, athletes, when you see them, and these kids can shoot it, they run the floor, they play defense. And the basket, when you're playing against a team that you're running out like that, the basket looks like a peach basket up there. And it'll, you know, it'll be a little smaller tonight, but Warmy's got to stay with them. They cannot let lose touch with them early, or it could be a bad game.
Interesting contrast here. Fort Laramie's strength all year long has been defense, allowing only 41 points. Cedarville averaging 63 per game. That's a difference of 22. What prevails? Fort Laramie cannot allow this game to reach 50. 45 might even be too high. Redskins have got to shoot extremely well and make it a half-court game. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to take care of the basketball. They can't turn it and let Cedarville have easy layups at the other end. And they got to handle Cedarville's pressure. Both of those things, if they can do that, that's going to be a basketball game. Laramie's got athletes, and they're well coached, so they know what they're going to try to do tonight. Let's hope they can get it done.
Other thing so important for Fort Laramie is some balance in scoring. Yeah, Tanner Eilerman, 18 points first half, first tournament game, terrific performance. But unless he scores extremely well for four quarters, or unless he gets really good help,
yep,
which he oftentimes doesn't get, Fort Laramie could be in trouble. Balanced scoring, DJ Barhorst needs to hit his average of a dozen. Got to get Tanner Heckman going on the inside. Yep. We know Landon Dries is very capable of double digits. We saw last night, Anna simply had a power outage. 7 points first quarter, 7 points third quarter, got down to 19. Then Platfoot and Wedding got going, but it was too late. It was just far too late.
Yep.
Not enough balance. Redskins need probably three guys in double digits and have got to play great defense and not allow Cedarville to leak out down the floor. Oh, they'll fast break it to death and hit the trail man for a three-point shot.
Oh, they shoot it well. They run the floor well. They play really good defense. And again, I know Calvary Christian wasn't very good, but you can tell athletes when you see them, no matter who they're playing against, this is going to be a formidable task for the Redskins tonight.
Cedarville shoots 34.5% behind the arc, 46% on twos and threes, all field goal attempts. As I mentioned, Fort Laramie scoring 40 a game, giving up only 41, in contrast to Cedarville averaging 63. We'll return with more pregame premiere at the Garber Gym on the campus of Pickle High School. Fort Laramie, game three of the tournament for the Redskins against the Cedarville Indians, the favorite tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Back here at Pickwood, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We've talked about this each time Fort Loramie plays. Coach Mitch Westerheide pointed out to me, I'm not sure what his definition of a close loss is. He says his Redskins are 1-7 or 1-8 in close losses. He's darn near right. It's unbelievable when you stop and look at it. Fort Loramie, just a handful of baskets away from 15, 16 wins and not 10. A five-point loss at Fort Recovery on Tuesday, December 9th. Overtime loss to Anna Tuesday, December 23rd. Lost but two at home to Jackson Center on Tuesday, December 30th. Lost at Rushi by 9 on January 3rd. Led at the half, led midway through the third quarter of that game. Played Minster within 10. That was a six-point game late in the third quarter. Only lost by 17 at Marion Local, where the Flyers were beating a lot of teams by 20, 25, and 30 this year. Lost by 3 at home to Anna in the second meeting, Tuesday, February 3rd. Lost by 3 at Jackson Center in the second meeting on Friday, February 6th. At home, were beaten by Rushi on Friday, February 13th by 6. Led second half of that game, I think led late third quarter, maybe early fourth. You go right down through the line, and Fort Loramie's played well. First two and a half, three quarters of a number of games, good enough to win. Just simply has not finished the deal. Whether that's lack of depth, rebounding in late game situations,
empty possessions with the shot clock running down. Who knows? But Port Laramie will have to close the deal tonight, and I mean four complete four quarters of good basketball against a very good Cedarville team.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about it, and the fact is they got to not turn the ball over. They certainly can't have a lot of live ball turnovers to give Cedarville easy baskets, because Cedarville is going to score some against your half-court defense. Laramie's got to score. They got to have Barhorse. They got to have Eilerman go crazy. You know, Grillo had a terrific first half in the last game, and then, boy, he kind of just hit the skids in the second half. They need him to be the guy that has really dominated in this gym the last 2 years.
Yeah, he needs to give this club energy off the bench.
Yep.
That's what head coach Mitch Westernheide is looking for from Ian, and we've come to expect it. You're right. He loves this place. He's been outstanding since he's gotten healthy. He's played a couple good second halves of seasons of high school basketball for the Fort Laramie Redskins, and need him in this game tonight. Love to see Aiden Burning nail a couple of three-point shots. If he could drill maybe a pair of trifectas in the first half, man, oh, man, would that open up the floor for the other scorers for the Redskins?
Well, yeah, it pulls the defense out. When you pull the defense out, you get openings in the middle. I would love to, I'd just love to see Heckman get three or four easy shots to start the game to get him going.
Yep.
You need to see the ball go in the basket. That is psychologically what, if a shooter scores, it's good for the rest of the game.
Yep, that's a good point. We'll return and talk more about Cedarville in depth when we come back. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. Fort Laramie Redskins, Cedarville Indians, Division 7 Boys District Tournament Basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is high school basketball tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Coming up, game two, tip-off about 7:30, featuring Botkins and Springfield Catholic Central. Brandon Coverman will be along play-by-play for that one. Coming up here, tip-off in about 13, 14 minutes, it's Fort Loramie and Cedarville. Eye-popping stats for the Cedarville players. 13 points a game for Nate Van Loo. He's a 6'2 senior guard, good all-around player. Will Mossing, a 6'3 senior forward, 11.7 per outing, 40% behind the arc, 73% at the free throw line. Cooper Hardy, 6'4 junior, front line player, 72% at the foul stripe. He pops out of the arc, shoots threes at 36%. I mentioned Mossing, Will Mossing, 6'3 senior, 40% behind the arc, just under 12 points a game, 73% free throw shooter. Leading scorer, Braden Trimbach, 18 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, 84% free throw shooter. Better not foul him. He's a sophomore. He's their best player. 6 feet 4 inches tall, 18 points per outing, Braden Trimbach. And they've got just several to come off the bench and contribute. Keep in mind, this is an experienced Cedarville basketball team. It's a club with, I look down through, I see a number of baseball players on this basketball roster. It's a club that was one win away from the state Final Four in Division 7 baseball last spring and lost to Rushi at Cedarville University. It's a club with most everybody back, very few seniors on last year's baseball, basketball, football squads. So it's an experienced group here this season. And then you add Braden Trimbach, the very good sophomore, 18 points a game, 6 rebounds in the middle. And it makes this club a juggernaut. And I can see why now head coach Ryan Godlove, in his 15th year, said, you know what? We're the number one seed. We're going to defy what everybody says. And we're going to go into the bracket and make a beeline right toward Delta St. John's in the regional semifinal. We'll take them on. Got to get there first. Got to get there first. But that shocked everybody when Cedarville went on the bracket where they went.
Well, you got to beat them sooner or later.
Yep.
So, you know, both of you are on the floor for the first time in the semifinals. Sometimes that's an advantage. Delta St. John's is a big-time three-point shooter, shooting team. Butler, not known for a place where three-point shooting teams do well. So, you know, maybe he had some thoughts on that and went, let's just see what this looks like.
I think that's just exactly what the thinking was of Coach Godlove of Cedarville for sure. He's an East Clinton High School grad, bachelor's degree from Cincinnati Christian U. Played basketball there 4 years, earned a master's in education from Milligan College, did Coach Ryan Godlove at Cedarville. 15 years head coach. That's where his coaching experience has been. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Schulze in Rushi. It offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building component, it's defense for Fort Loramie. Got to slow down Cedarville. If the Indians get 62, 63 points, their average, Cedarville will be tough to beat here tonight. Fort Loramie's got to play great defense, get balanced scoring, and to slow down Mr. Trimbach. He's the big point getter for Cedarville. Key building components for these two teams tonight. They open the doors to success for Fort Loramie and Cedarville. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website at shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans, plural, shelbycountyveterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Hey, you'll have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Trivia coming up tomorrow night, and then in 2 weeks on March 18th. And the food at Loramie Brewing is not the typical greasy bar food. It's amazing. You'll love the Lenten menu, salmon filet and Brussels sprouts, plus cod sandwiches and shrimp tacos. Plus, you Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dip salmon pizza. Always plenty on the kids' menu at Loramie Brewing Company. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair. Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Loramie Brewing Company, a new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. We've got you, we've got on the shelves what you said you wanted. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. Sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. On the other end of town, the North Loramie drive-thru, now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Stop by today at Schaefer Market on South Main, formerly Wagner's. Enjoy those new items as well as your old favorites. And Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at Holly at Schaefer Oil. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, Holly at SchaeferOil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the market. Gas pumps, always low pricing. Plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Let's take a look right now at our starting lineups while we've got the opportunity. Cedarville shooting around down to the far left. Fort Loramie directly beneath us. We are perched on the mezzanine here at Piqua. The last few games we've covered at Trotwood and at Northmont, we've been at this level off the floor, mezzanine, second deck. At the far corner at Northmont, looking through bars, midcourt at Trotwood up above, also looking through bars and glass.
Dirty plexiglass.
And so close, and so close to the edge you had to get to be able to see the sideline directly beneath us. Some of these facilities built years ago just did not take into consideration broadcast media. So every now and then I misread a number, I've got a name wrong. Far into the floor, for me, appears to be about a half mile away.
Yeah, well, my eyes aren't very good either. I've been using drops and putting this heated thing on my eyes that my optometrist told me to do, and I still, everything's really blurry.
Redskins need to have 20-20 eyesight tonight and shoot lights out. Starting at guard, 6'2". A senior, D.J. Barhorst, 11.4 points a game. Landon Dreese at a forward, averaging just over 8 a contest, 6'4", a senior. Tanner Eilerman, he's upped his average to over 9.5 per game. He is a 6'3 freshman. Aiden Burning out front at the point, 3 points a game, 6'1 junior. Tanner Heckman, under 8 points per game, sophomore, 6'4". Mitch Westerheide, third-year head coach for the Fort Loramie Redskins, and he has done an amazing job rebuilding this program from virtually scratch.
Yeah, oh boy.
Yep, over the last few campaigns.
Absolutely.
We talked about Cedarville just moments ago. Let's take a look at the opening five for the Indians. Brett Hammerly, 7 points a game, 6'2 senior wing player. Nate Van Loo, a guard, 6'2 senior, 13 points a game. He's very capable of getting to the basket. Will Mossing, just under 12 a game, 40% from three-point territory, 6'3", a senior. Cooper Hardy, 6'4", a junior, 35% three-point shooter, 9 points a game. Leading scorer, Braden Trimbach, 18 per outing, 5 rebounds a game, 84% foul shooter, 6'4", and a sophomore. I recognize a few names from young men on the baseball team last spring in that starting five for Cedarville. We've got 1, 2, 3 seniors, a junior, and a soft. Opening tip upcoming. Those are the starting lineups. We're back shortly. Cedarville, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
We'd like to remind our listeners and our sponsors, second game tonight, bonus coverage. We'll get through every sponsor plus some, maybe a second time here in game one. But we'll have a compressed pregame of just several minutes in advance of game two. We'll go offline for about 10 minutes after game one, pick up a short pregame, 7-8 minutes before tip at the start of game two. That's scheduled for 7:30. Botkins against Springfield Campus Central. Won't get everybody heard in game two. Game one, we'll get every single sponsor on the air, plus some. Bonus coverage game two, doubleheader tonight. Same situation tomorrow evening. Premier at Pickles Garbage Inn. Opening tip to start the game. One to Nate Van Loo, who grabs it backcourt for Cedarville, which is in the home white. Red numbers, black trim. Fort Laramie wearing the black road uniforms. Red numbers, white piping. Here's a drive of Van Loo. Baseline left, coughed up the ball in the lane, and Fort Laramie's got it. Here come the Redskins down the floor. Tanner Heckman on the arc, throws it near midcourt. Handled there by Eilerman. Deep far corner of the floor, it is Barhorst. Barhorst gives it up on the play to Dries. Dries tries to squeeze inside, can't do it. Leaves it behind him for Barhorst. You heard the crowd. A long, high-arching three ball. Good by D.J. Barhorst of Fort Laramie. Good ball rotation. Flare pass back to Barhorst. He wasn't covered. He sized up a three and drilled it. Cedarville, shaky start, experiencing some nerves. Bad pass on the arc. Was out of bounds at midcourt.
Sometimes that route in the first game against a real weak opponent does not help you for the next game.
We played a minute. Fort Laramie leads 3-0. Shot fake by Eilerman. Eilerman 25 feet away. Gives it to Burning, top of the circle. Near side pass to Barhorst. Gets a screen. He wants to throw the pick and roll pass on the inside.
And Fort Loramie eventually does from a bad angle, intercepted by Cedarville, which coughs it up at midcourt. And Fort Loramie gets it back. Dribble drive, pulling up, seven-footer, pumped up there, no good by Heckman. Loose ball on the deck below the basket. Cedarville comes away with it. It's Van Loo. Fort Loramie got into the teeth of the Cedarville defense, but couldn't score. Oh, there's Van Loo, about whom we talked in the pregame several minutes ago. Nifty drive down the left side of the lane. Made it with the right hand from the left. Kissed it in off the board. Was hacked on the arm as he scored. It's 3-2, Fort Loramie up 1, 6:15 left in the first. Van Loo at the stripe. Way short on the foul shot. Rebound pinballed around. Right back to Van Loo. Hands to Hemmerly. Three-point ball. Bingo! He's got it. Brett Hemmerly, 32% behind the arc on the year. Sends Cedarville in the lead, 5-3. 2 minutes gone, first period. Here is Eilerman, double-teamed, 25 feet away. Goes to Burning. Burning starts to penetrate. Hemmed in baseline. Back outside, it goes to Dries. Dries tries to turn the corner, can't, gives to Barhorst. He does turn the corner, flips it right flank to Burning. No shot taken, and Burning resets. 5.5 to go, first quarter. 5-3, Cedarville, reaching foul on the arc against the Indians.
That's not a very good matchup for Cedarville, having Trimbach out there on the point guard.
Yeah, maybe he got caught in some sort of a funky switch.
I don't know. He was down here guarding him in the corner, too.
Weird. Well, we'll see how it plays out. 5-3 Cedarville. 5:24 left to go here in the first quarter. Barhorst has the ball in the corner. Gives it on top to Heckman. Redskins throw it around. Barhorst, deep right corner, has a little bit of an alley. Goes baseline around one man. Then beats Hammerly the rim, and he's got it. Poor help defense from Cedarville. Couple field goals for Barhorst so far. Tied up at five. Very bad pass by Cedarville. Run out to Fort Loramie. It's Dries. He took it 50 feet to the cup. 7-5 Redskins. Cedarville, bad start handling the ball, that's for sure.
Well, one thing, I mean, they might be a little better basketball players, but they're not going to out-athlete Fort Loramie in this game, that's for sure.
Here's Cooper Hardy in the right corner. Takes left, goes right baseline, holding foul. Redskins, 4:39 left in the first. Right of the rim, playmaker is Van Loo. Van Loo looking, peering in, goes deep right corner to Hemmerly. Hemmerly sank the three earlier. Gets a teammate in the lane. Reaching in is Trimbach. Pushes up a seven-footer. It's bouncing off the iron. No good. Nearly point-blank range. Missed it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins dribble drive. It's Grillo in off the bench. He attacks right away. And he bears hard down the right side of the paint. He's fouled as he takes it to the rim. A couple of free throws for Ian Grillo. That's what he does best. Attack, attack, attack.
Oh, he is aggressive, and that's what they need, boy. And now he needs to knock home free throws.
And he swishes the first of two. 8-5 Fort Loramie. 4:18 to go here in the first quarter. Redskins off to a very good beginning. Must have heard Chuck McBee say several minutes ago, I need a fine start from the men in black from Shelby County. Fort Loramie, the away team. Second free throw was good. 9-5. Couple foul shots from Grillo. Fort Loramie up four. On the arc, it is Will Mawson for Cedarville. And then he explodes into the paint. Running shot deflected by Heckman. Loose ball down to Grillo. Grillo works his way up the floor into the paint. Tries to shovel it. Deflected. Taken away by Cedarville. 3-on-2 break. Wild shot near the rim. And getting a piece of it is Eilerman. The ball goes awry into the corner. Redskins have it. Cedarville bench not happy. Dries across the top of the circle. Spins. Gives it to Heckman 25 feet out. Heckman hand off to Grillo. Pick and roll with Heckman not there. Not in midcourt. It's Eilerman. 35 feet away. 25 feet away. Hand off on the play to Dries. Dries from 8 feet. Missed it strong. Weak side rebound down to Trimbach for Cedarville. 3:13 left first quarter. First period of victory in and of itself for Fort Loramie. Cedarville averaging about 16 points a quarter this year. Held to 5 so far. Dribbling too much. Van Leeuw on the arc. Stola Magriglia. Long pass down to Kuehl. Leaking out. Other way. Heckman catches. Scores. 11-5 Redskins. Timeout Cedarville. 2:55 left in the first. On scores. Broadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
A very uneven start for Cedarville, which after the timeout makes a bad pass. Very poor, sloppy throw at midcourt, and then a foul. Cedarville trying to make the recovery.
6 turnovers now for the Indians.
Unbelievable. Well, maybe it's the name, Fort Loramie on the jersey.
Yeah, well.
Didn't bother the Cedarville girls this past weekend, but something is affecting the Cedarville boys here tonight. The Redskins' play is darn good here at the start. 11-5 Fort Loramie, 2:28 to go first quarter. Burning deep right corner. On top to Ekman. Far side of the floor, Grillo. Goes baseline, checks. Cross court pass, Barhorst. Popping out to catch, Burning. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. Burning through the top of the key. Grillo, 25 feet out. Ian thought about shooting, fed it to Burning. Burning looks inside for Dries.
Sure.
Burning goes, foul line extended left. Jump shot, 14-footer, shy off the iron. Rebound Fort Loramie, bodies fly to the floor, held ball. And benefiting from the arrow, Redskins possession with a minute 59 to go, period number one. That's a shot Burning can get often, I think, because he's not well guarded.
No, and that was about an 8-footer, and he just kind of pulled it a little bit.
Here's Burning on the arc. Little pick and roll. Heckman down inside. Oh, he got hacked. No foul. Loose ball picked up by Dries in the lane. Dries tries to shovel to Grillo in tight quarters. Intercepted. Cedarville foul. Fort Loramie.
Shoot the ball. Quit trying to make those 2-foot pocket passes and shoot the ball.
Yep, those short passes in traffic do you in. Minute 45 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 11, Cedarville 5. Very poor start for the Indians. Here is Van Leeuw on top to Hemmerly. Outside the arc, Van Leeuw to Trimbach. Back to the basket, mid post. Swung to Will Mossing. Mossing to Trimbach. Starts through the paint, doesn't shoot. Deals to Mossing, far corner Van Leeuw. Baseline, spinning beneath the backboard. Hits a teammate cutting toward the rim from the foul line. It's caught down on the inside and laid in. Good, strong move in the play by Cooper Hardy. Hardy, a 6'4 junior. Power to the bucket and scored.
Mossing got away with a hook and then a push-off down to the other end.
Here's Grillo at field one. Ian Grillo took the ball at midcourt. And he fought his way down the lane, battling through defenders, muscled up a shot from 6 feet right in front, banked it, fell halfway to the floor, foul Cedarville, 13-7 Fort Loramie. Redskins shooting well, surviving a lot of contact, and getting to the stripe.
Maybe it's the Indians on the scoreboard. They didn't have very many wins in this gym, so maybe it's a bad omen.
Grillo 3-for-3 at the free throw line. He hits again. 14-7 Fort Loramie. 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Favored Cedarville down by 7 points at the outset. Van Leeuw top of the circle. He's got a little lane. Drives down the left side of the paint. Laid it up way short. Rebound deflected. Out of bounds off Cedarville. Boy, the Indians do not look like a 20-3 team tonight.
Well,
don't look like a team that scored 89 in the first game of the tournament, that's for sure. Midcourt burning. High left, it goes to Heckman, coming out to catch Grillo. Here's Burning straight on. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Redskins to play for one. Dries has the ball, 24 feet away. Out of Burning, two steps behind him. Here comes the Cedarville defense, coming out to play tighter, maybe trap. Nine to go. They spread the floor. Grillo down the lane, pulls up. Fadeaway 16-footer, no good. Rebounded by Hammerly to midcourt for Cedarville. Knocked away by Fort Laramie. That's how the first quarter closes out. 14-7, Fort Laramie Redskins in the lead. A surprise so far. Fort Laramie playing extremely well, beating Cedarville after a period on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Welcome back to Piqua. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The one big factor favoring Fort Laramie's strength of schedule. All those close losses make you tougher, mentally strong. Cedarville starts the second quarter. Long three, extreme right corner. Good by Van Loon. He popped a high archer, got a screen, and drained it. 14-10. Fort Laramie's lead is four. Here's a turnaround, awkward 10-footer in the paint area of Dries, off to the left. Rebound Cedarville. Van Loo down the floor to Mossing. Mossing back to Van Loo. He's an adept three-point shooter. A little herky-jerky move on the arc, and he walked. Turnovers mounting for the Indians. 14-10, Fort Laramie. 7:17 to go in the second quarter. Van Loo, who started the second period of play with a triple for the Indians. Fort Laramie had led to seven. On the arc, here is Eilerman. Eilerman spinning to the foul line. He goes below the foul stripe. Shot blocked. What a play by Trimbach. Knocked loose to Van Loo. Down the floor to Mossing. Cedarville tries to drive. They get into the paint. Twisting, turning, 10-footer. Pumped up there by Trimbach. Off to the right. Rebound Fort Laramie. Redskins hung in there, played pretty good defense against the Cedarville big man. Here's Burning driving into the lane. Off balance, 7-footer, deflected. Rebound Fort Laramie, that's deflected. Barhorst has it. Fadeaway shot from seven. Looked like he was clearly hacked. No call. Officials blew that one. Quickly down the floor, Cedarville. Long three-pointer blocked on the play. Mossing gets the loose ball for Cedarville. 14-10, Fort Laramie up four. 6:16 to go here in the first half. Van Loo resets the attack. Gets a high screen from Trimbach. Throws left corner. Back to Trimbach, the big man. Let's go a triple. Hard off the flange. Long board to Mossing. To Van Loo from 30 feet. Missed it strong. Here's a one-on-one break. Down the floor for Fort Laramie's threes. He pulls up from 10 feet. Hits it. Cedarville wanted a charge. The official said it was a flop by the Indians. Count the basket, I hope.
Yeah, and that's a warning, too. You get one flop in a game, the second one's a technical.
16-10, Fort Laramie. That was a good no call.
Absolutely.
Good no call on the foul main basket by Fort Laramie. Drees finished up the play. Good field goal by Landon Drees for Fort Laramie. 5:50 to go here in the second period. 16-10, Fort Laramie up 6. Only 2 buckets in the first 3 minutes, or I should say 2 minutes 20 seconds in quarter number 2. High left with the ball, Mossing. Mossing gives it up straight away to Cooper Hardy. Hardy to Trimbach. Trimbach slides down the left side of the lane. The big man at 6'4". Awkward spinning shot is good from the left side of the basket. How he twisted that in with the right hand, I'll never know. He did.
That was a nice shot.
Athletic play. 16-12. Fort Laramie up 4. 5 minutes to go till halftime. Right wing, it's Barhorst. Barhorst against Van Loo. On a weave to Grillo. He angles through the lane. Here comes the double team. Gets a pass out. Top of the key to a teammate. Deflected by Cedarville. Goes into backcourt. Ryan Godlove, head coach Indians, won it over and back. But one of his players touched the ball. Far corner, it's Burning. Down inside, good position, Heckman. Missed one, missed two. Oh, tough break. No, it was Drees on the rebound. Neither shot would fall. A couple of cripples on the interior, missed by the Redskins. Trimbach down the floor. The burly young man carves out space in the lane, bullies his way to the paint, and drops it in with a foul.
But just like I'm not sure he can guard Grillo on the point, Grillo can't guard him inside there.
Nope. 6'4" sophomore Braden Trimbach. He looks like a football tight end. 18 points a game, 6 rebounds. He's in every shot in the book. He'll drive it, shoot it on the way to the rim. He likes the 3 ball. High percentage from behind the arc on the year. 84% at the free throw line. Leads the team in rebounding. He just completed a 3-point play. 1-point lead Fort Laramie. Down inside to Barhorst. Little twisting 6-footer. He's available. Missed it. No good. Weak side rebound Hardy. Those are shots Redskins need to make. Hardy on a drive. Push off. Baseline right against Fort Laramie. As Cedarville starts to get its feet under the players now. Cedarville a little more comfortable than the Indians were at the start of the game.
If Laramie can't get a shot that's not contested, and they're struggling.
Here's Hardy, 30 feet away. Hands it to Van Loo. 3:56 left, first half. 16-15 Fort Laramie. Biggest lead was 14-7. Here's Will Mossing. Little pick and roll with Trimbach. Steps back, shoots the 3. Way short. Fort Laramie will let him take that one. Rebound punched out to the Redskins. Burning's got it. Walks over the timeline with it. Burning straight away motions. And head coach Mitch Westwright, he gets a timeout. Redskins saddled with just 2 points here in the quarter. Still leading by 1. 16-15, 3:30 left till halftime on scores.broadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Redskins still lead by only 1. Scoring drought, second quarter, 1 bucket. It was 14-7 after 1. Redskins after the timeout. Long three ball. Eilerman missed everything. Weak side rebound, Cedarville. Trailing by one, 16-15. Indians were down 14-7 after the first period. Van Loo dribbling on the arc. Goes deep left corner to Mossing. Weave is on. Back to Van Loo. Far side of the floor. Dribble drive through the lane. Good help on the play by Burning. He swipes it. Aiden down the floor. Block by Trimbach.
Wow.
Right behind. Long pass in the corner. It is Hemmerly going out of bounds to try to save it. And he stepped on the stripe. Turnovers mounting for Cedarville. They've had a bundle.
They got nine of them. That's a lot.
2 minutes, 45 seconds to go, second quarter. 16-15, somehow Fort Loramie still up in this game. Redskins about 1 for 9 or so here in period number two. On top, it's Eilerman. Got to get him going. Skip pass, cross court, far horse for three. Short. Weak side rebound, Hardy. Here comes Cedarville. 2:20 left in the first. Here's a three-pointer. Quick shot. Pumped up there by Trimbach. Way downtown. Off the mark. Rebound, Fort Loramie. That's an empty possession. Redskins will let him shoot that all night till he hits a couple. Here is Dries. Foul line. Hits a cutter down the lane. Great drive. All the way to the rack. Shot missed on the play, but a foul. Cedarville doesn't get the clean block on that one. Heckman beat the defender to the rim. Number two. Foul number two, I think, on the Cedarville player.
Yeah, on Trimbach. That's a big one.
Free throw, Heckman in and out. No good. 16-15, 1 point lead, Fort Loramie still. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Nobody scored in close to 2.5 minutes. Foul shot number two by Taylor Heckman. Yes. 17-15. Fort Loramie up a bucket. Here's Van Loo to midcourt. Van Loo 35 feet away to Hemmerly. He had a three early on in this game. It swung to Van Loo. Fakes right. Goes left down the lane. And he took a shove from a Redskin player. Foul number four in Fort Loramie in the quarter. A minute 44 to go here in the first half. 2 point lead, Redskins over the Indians. Fort Loramie's been stifled in the second stanza, just one bucket from the floor. Cedarville on the arc. It is Cooper Hardy. Fakes right, goes left. Great maneuver around two men. Missed the gimme.
Wow.
It rolled around twice like a top on the iron, and it came off. Break for the Redskins, who are still up two with a minute 23 to go in the first half. 30 feet away, it is Eilerman. In the far corner, it's Burning. Has Tanner Eilerman scored yet, Chuck?
Eilerman has not scored. Burning has not scored.
Heckman, Eilerman, baseline right. Wide shot from 10 feet. Stick back up and in. Burning was there.
There you go.
Woo! Aiden Burning cleaned up. Johnny on the spot. 2-point rebound basket for Burning. That was a big goal. 19-15, Fort Loramie. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Here's a pick and roll by Cedarville. It worked wonders. Down low on the inside, Hardy fouled. Shot wouldn't go. And he's got a couple of free throws. Fort Loramie defending at the last instant, forcing the Indians to shoot from the stripe. Cooper Hardy, 6'4 junior, baseball player, foul shot bouncing around, no good. 19-15, Redskins up 4, 48 ticks on the clock in the second. Hardy again, switch. Fort Loramie led 14-7 after one. It's now 19-16 with 43 seconds to go in the second quarter. Midcourt bar horse for the Redskins. Coming out to catch is Burning. Need a bucket by Eilerman to close out the first half. Burning on a weave to Heckman. Straight away Barhorst. 27 seconds to go. Hammerly on Barhorst. He shakes him. Gives it up on the play to Dries, 25 feet out. 17, 16, 15. Dries spreads the floor. Goes high post to Eilerman. Spins. works on Mossing, down the lane, twisting, turning, stolen by Hemmerle. Hemmerle falls down in backcourt. Fort Laramie tries to get the steal. Cedarville comes away with it. 1 second left in the half. Here's a long three ball, right corner, around and out. No good. It was going to be a close call. I didn't think it was in time. It looked like one official was maybe going to
count it. He was going to count it.
Yeah, he was.
Absolutely.
19-16 is the halftime score. Fort Laramie was up 7 after 1. They had the 3 at the end of 2. Redskins over Cedarville, 19-16 at the halftime break. Fort Laramie playing well. Oh, a lot of people who are Shelby County folks were so impressed with Cedarville scoring 89 in the tournament opener. They thought Fort Laramie would have their hands full and might be challenged to stay with Cedarville. Well, Cedarville so far trying to stay with Fort Laramie. Redskins up 3 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Welcome back to Garbery Gym, campus of Pickwa High School, Jack Kramer, Fort Laramie. Redskins lead Cedarville 19-16. Redskins were up 7 after 1, low-scoring game, half-court contest, favoring Fort Laramie so far. Halftime report brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. Chuck?
Well, yeah, I mean, the pace has absolutely been Fort Laramie's pace, and it's because they're dictating it, playing really good defense. Turned them over 9 times in the first half. Laramie turned it 3. Each team has 15 rebounds. Laramie has 6 offensive rebounds, surprisingly, only 2 for Cedarville. Free throws, 2 of 4 for the Indians, 4 of 5 for the Redskins. Individual scoring, Cedarville led by Van Loo and Trimball with 5. They got 3 from Hammerly, and they got 3 from Hardy. They scored 7 and 9, 16 for the half. Lormy had five from Barhorse, five from Grillo, four from Dries, three from Heckman, two from Burning. They scored 14 and 5, and they lead it 19-16 at the half.
And thanks to Schnipple Construction and Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McDee. We are back at Victor's Garber Gym. Fort Laramie up 3, 19-16 over Cedarville. We start the third quarter. Chuck, you look at the scoreboard, and you see by number 30 on the board for Fort Laramie, a 0 in the points column, and yet the Redskins still lead.
Yeah, well, this, like I said, this is their pace. And the first 2 or 3 minutes of the third quarter really going to probably determine how this game goes.
Yep, Cedarville knocked the ball away, out of bounds. Redskins throw back in. Burning behind the arc, hit off the bar. Horse gets a screen and switches the three ball. Ooh, beautiful rotation as DJ Barhorst wheeled off a pick 25 feet from the basket, stepped into a triple and lit it up. Here's Cedarville countering, long jump shot, Mossing, it rimmed and came away. Rebound to Burning, Fort Laramie up 6, 22-16. Burning to Barhorst. Barhorst head of the key, handoff on the play to Dries. Far right wing, it's Eilerman. Out high to Barhorst, attempted steal. No dice. Ball given up deep left corner. Burning line drive. Three ball off the rim. Rebound Cedarville. Three on two break. All the way to the rim. Goes the driver. Mossing. Blocked on the play out of bounds. Nice job. Good effort, Dries, of Fort Laramie. 6-point lead, Redskins, 22-16. 6:50 left to go, third quarter. Ball inbounded to Van Loo, to Trimbach, the big man, who's playing with two fouls. Now Mossing, 25 feet away. Here's Trimbach, tries to take Dries into the lane. He wheels and deals right in front, rim the shot. It's no good. And then Fort Laramie, not looking, throws it down the floor. No one home, and it goes out of bounds. That's a turnover you cannot afford to have happen. Very unforced.
That's the passer's problem, because what is Dries going to do with the ball if he catches it where he threw it to him anyway?
6:26 to go, third quarter. 6-point lead, Fort Laramie. Cedarville having trouble getting shots to fall. Indians have had several up on the rim roll off. Here's Van Loo, shake and bake move down the lane. In the paint, double team. Throws on the arc to Cooper Hardy. Hardy fakes a 3-point ball. He spins into the paint area, roams the middle of the floor, and gets the bounce off the ring. Hit the flange, came right down through. 22-18, Fort Laramie's lead is 4. Field goal by Hardy of the Indians. Coming right back is Heckman. Fires a pass, deep right corner, triple. Barhorst skims off the rim. Weak side board, Fort Laramie still got it. Driving along the right side of the lane, and banking in a runner is Dries. Nice play. Well, he slithered through a couple of defenders and kissed one in off the window.
Yeah, it's a good take right there. You like when your seniors step up in big games.
And here comes Cedarville right back with a great take. Nate Van Loo out of the arc, little head fake, drove to the rim from the left wing, all the way to the cup, banked it down, was fouled. 24-20, Fort Laramie up 4. Tit for tat right now. They trade field goals. 5:23 remaining, third period of this game. Foul shot for Cedarville. Chance for the 3-point play from Van Loo. A little too much oomph on it. It's no good. Rebound yanked down by the Redskins. Burning. 5:14 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie up 4. Near side of the floor. Burning looks, skips it cross court. Eilerman, shot fake, goes baseline. Yes! Woo! What a play. Tanner Eilerman speeding to the rim. Good head fake, got the defender off his feet. And he fled to the basket. First field goal for Tanner Eilerman. Fort Laramie is up 6, 26-20. Van Loo at the elbow of the left. Skips it cross court to Hardy. Hardy navigates the paint, muscles to the rim. Shot no good, got the rebound back. To Hemmerly in the corner. Long triple way short. Rebound Barhorst, Fort Laramie. Redskins have seized the momentum back.
Absolutely. Playing up. Just started out just like they started the game, playing really well.
4:25 to go in the third quarter. Top of the circle, down the lane, Redskins. Heckman saw a crack in the defense, barged to the basket. Cedarville went for the intercept on the arc. Left an opening for the Redskins player. He missed the shot, but he was jammed on the arm. Couple free ones for Heckman. 26-20, Fort Loramie up six. Got to make the free throws. No good off the heel. 4:19 remaining in the third quarter of this game. Here comes Grillo for Burning. Second shot. Tanner Heckman dips the knees. Looks good. Oh, it circles the iron and comes out. 26-20. Redskins leaving points out there on the floor. Pair of foul shots. Neither one connected. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 26-20 Fort Loramie. Van Loo top of the circle. Oh, back cutting to the rim. Sneaky play. Mossing caught it. Great dish by Van Loo. Van Loo faked like he was going to throw the ball to the left corner. And that was the signal for Mossing to cut in from the right corner. Here's Fort Loramie attacking. Baseline jump shot is a beauty by Eilerman. High arching floater, 15 footer. Good response, fine counter. Van Loo back in a hurry in the lane for Cedarville, which is down 6, 28-22. Now to Cooper Hardy, to Van Loo, 30 feet out. Redskins switch off on him. Dries covers him. Near side, Will Mossing. Step back triple. It's a beauty. Will Mossing nails a trifecta for Cedarville.
Man, you got to put a hand in his vision. You can't just keep your hands down and let him shoot that three.
3:10 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie's lead shaved to three, 28-25. Here's Heckman, elbow on the right. Needs help, goes to Grillo. Mitch Westerheide gets a timeout. 3 minutes remaining, third quarter. Redskins 28, Indians 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Back to Pickwick Garbury Gym, following a little Hall & Oates. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie has remained ahead of Cedarville, 28-25. Redskins have the ball straight away. It's Dries. Big possession. On to Weave Grillo. Wants to curl and turn the corner. Can't get into the paint. Behind him to Eilerman. Straight away. Dries. Far right wing burning. Oh, pick and roll with a teammate. It worked beautifully. Power move to the rim. The finish by Heckman. Well done.
Did a good job. And he took it against right at the big guy that time.
He's got two fouls. And he might be a bit sensitive, not wanting to pick up the third. But at this point, you got to play D. 5-point lead Fort Loramie. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Working in the lane, it's Cooper Hardy. On the arc to Will Mossing. Mossing struggles to get into the paint. Forces up a shot, draws a two-shot foul. 30-25 Fort Loramie. 2:04 to go, third quarter. Redskins have led all the way. A lot of fans surprised. Cedarville not going to come close to its 63 points a game here tonight. Only 25 for Cedarville late in the third period. The free throw by Will Mossing is good. 30-26. Fort Loramie leads by four. Second shot by Mossing, who is a 73% free throw shooter. He's got a pair. 30-27. Fort Loramie on top of three. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Burning walks the ball to midcourt. Now he's checked by Hammerly at the top of the circle for Cedarville. outside the arc on the right. It goes on the play to Dries, who gives it up, gets it back. 1:45 left third quarter. Here's Grillo. Grillo 25 feet away. Good lob pass down inside. Here comes the triple team. Ball fed back to Grillo. He overshoots him 6 feet. Rebound punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Grillo missed one in tight. Cedarville with a chance here to cut it to one or tie.
Like a great take, and then just threw the ball off the backboard.
No touch on that one. 30-27. Fort Loramie up three. Final 80 seconds, third period. Near side of the floor, it's Cooper Hardy for Cedarville. He bullies his way into the lane. Hand off to Van Loo. Baseline. Beneath the basket. Good shovel pass. Nice pocket dish to Heverly right in front. Got it. Teamwork extraordinaire by Cedarville. 30-29. Redskins up one. High left, it's Trees coming out to catch. Is Heckman. Ball skipped cross court to Grillo on the baseline. Hits a cutter in the lane. Player for Fort Loramie falls down. Throws it on the arc. Dries tracks it down. 46 seconds to go here in the third. Grillo between the circles. Half minute left. Third period of play. Fort Loramie nursing a one-point advantage. Heckman, Grillo coming out to catch Burning. Clock winding down. We'll give the 20-second mark. Nearly an overguarding foul on Cedarville. Here's Grillo, top of the circle. Shake and bake. Beats a couple defenders. He barrels into the lane. Hits the deck hard. Foul, Cedarville, with 15.8 to go. Redskins were going to play for one. Or if they saw an opening, Fort Loramie was going to seize the opportunity and blast right to the rim. That's what Grillo did. He's been good at the free throw line in this game. He still is. Shots up and in. 31-29. Fort Loramie up by two. 6 points, Grillo. Again, yes. Grillo, foul shooting tonight, Chuck. What is he?
He is 5 for 5.
10 seconds left, third quarter. Here's a drive. Van Loo darts down the left side of the lane. Awkward delivery. Foul on Fort Loramie. Shot had no chance, but with 7.6 to go, Cedarville an opportunity to cut the deficit down to a point.
That's the third foul on Dries, and they need him out there.
Here is Van Loo shooting two up and in for Cedarville.
Boy, he was moving forward when he released that shot.
32-30. Fort Loramie up a bucket. Second foul shot. Redskins will have an opportunity to hustle down the floor and get away a good look. Van Loo again. Swish. 32-31. Here comes Fort Loramie. Grillo midcourt. 5 seconds left. Grillo fumbled the ball on the arc. He walks. 2.7 to go. 32-31 Redskins. Cedarville with a Hail Mary try upcoming. Oh, it's a tight one going to the wire. Photo finish here at Garbery Gym. And Mitch Westerheide wanted a push-off on Cedarville. Ball inbounded midcourt. Running one-hander, Indians off the backboard and rim, no good. Good attempt on the play by Heverly. Third quarter closes out. Fort Loramie is still in front. But the halftime lead has been whittled to one. 32-31 Redskins heading to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Yep, here we go. We start the fourth quarter. Good Cedarville possession. The big man, Trimbach, on the arc. Shot fake. He slithered through the lane, leaned in, and made a floater from 5 feet to put Cedarville up. And now Fort Laramie with a bad pass in the forecourt, down at the far end, right through the legs of a Redskins player. And Cedarville now up a point, a chance to go up by three or four. 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. Ball thrown to the post. Then cutting to the rim. It's dealt to Hammerly. Hammerly to the big man. Trimbach for two. Cedarville takes the lead by three. Timeout Redskins. 35-32 Cedarville. 45 seconds gone. Fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Well, the Indians start the fourth quarter with two straight hoops. They've wiped out the one-point deficit. Cedarville leads by three, 35-32. A couple big possessions upcoming here for the Redskins. Need a basket, a stop, a basket. Play this game incrementally from here on out. Big offensive set. Dries on the arc. Hand off to Grillo. Wants to turn the corner. Can't. Leaves it behind him to Barhorst. Outside the arc on the left, it's Eilerman. Straight away, Barhorst. 6:45 to go. Fourth quarter. Redskins down three. Grillo fakes left, goes right. Beats a man to the rim. Shovel shot, no good. Tie up on the rebound below the iron. What has been called? I can't decipher it right now. I think a foul on Cedarville.
I think so. I thought he was calling a held ball there for a second.
Ooh, break for Laramie. Two foul shots. Grillo said to be in the active shooting. He has been strong at the stripe. A perfect 5 for 5. Make it 6 for 6 for Ian Grillo. 35-33. Cedarville's lead is 2. Second shot coming up, Ian. Referee, bounce pass to him. One dribble. It is in, out, and in. 35-34. Big 2 points for Fort Laramie to answer. Redskins now need stops. Cedarville's Van Loo walks it to the timeline. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie up one, 35-34. Or I should say Cedarville up one. Far right wing, Van Loo. Gets a screen from Hammerly, doesn't use it. Now Mossing dribbles to the top of the key. Near side of the floor, Hardy on the arc. Hardy, foul line, deals, left corner Van Loo, got a streak to the rim, there he goes, 2 points. Set up nicely, good seal on the inside by the big man Hardy.
What a quick first step.
Yep, this Van Loo, tricky, I talked about him in the pregame. Excellent driver, 37-34 in favor of Cedarville, 5:51 to go in the fourth quarter. 25 feet away, it is Eilerman. He's been held in check, only 4. Long cross-court skip pass.
fadeaway shot, Bar Horse skids off the rim, long board though, burning. 37-34, Cedarville. Get the feeling this is a big offensive possession. Here's a long three ball, Bar Horse got a screen, buried it. 37-37 tie. 5:19 to go. Clutch triple by the senior.
Huge, boy, because it was starting to lose touch a little bit.
5:12 left to go, fourth quarter. Trimbach on the arc is grabbed on the play by Heckman. Heckman thought he had a clean steal. Is that Heckman or Dries who picked it up?
Dries.
Uh-oh, number four.
He's been doing a good job inside on Trimbaugh, so now they're going to have to get some help. It's going to turn out to be, I think, Heckman's going to have to go with him.
5 minutes, 4 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Van Loo, left side of the floor to Cooper Hardy. Pick and roll, no chance to throw. Now Van Loo, near side of the floor. Van Loo dives into the lane, gives it up to Mossing, deep left corner, almost out of bounds. Top of the circle to a teammate. Oh, here's a drive to Hardy. He barges down the lane, scoops it for two. Cedarville cutting up Fort Loramie now with very good drives to the basket. Redskins down two, 39-37. Fort Loramie's got to answer. Here's the weave to Grillo, 30 feet away. Trimbach on him tightly. Hand off to Eilerman, he's been held in check. He's only got two buckets, 4 points. Straight away, handled by Barnhorst. Fades away, long 25-footer. Good! Wow, what a shot.
Four threes.
D.J. Barnhorst to the rescue. 40-39, Fort Loramie. That was a fadeaway bomb. Here is Mossing in the lane for Cedarville, which is down one. Another drive to the rim. Overshooting is Trimbach, but guess what? He drew shoulder-to-shoulder contact. He's at the stripe for a pair. Tell you what, Chuck, what secret have the Indians found? It's one drive to the bucket after another.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wouldn't maybe switch to a zone maybe one or two times down the floor just to change it up.
Free throw, Trimbach is good. 40-40. Well, Fort Loramie, a good answer. Barhorse nailing threes. Second shot too hard. Long rebound, pinballed around. Redskins have got it. We're tied up at 40. 3:50 left to go here in the fourth. Cedarville went up three. Fort Loramie countered to go up one. Redskins answered the problem that Cedarville posed. Now Fort Loramie's got a chance to go up two or three. Here's Grillo, staggering, stumbling into the lane. Contact foul. It's common. Ball out of bounds. Redskins below the rim. 40-40 deadlock. 3:32 to go, fourth quarter. Hard-working Ian Grillo. Boy, he drives that basketball like he's a running back on the gridiron. Timeout, Cedarville. We're tied. 3:32 to go in the game. Redskins possession when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main in Anna, Trackside Treats.
It's the final 3:14 of the game. Redskins inbound the ball to Grillo. Grillo drives, missed the shot, no good. Rebound, 7-footer, is pumped up there by Fort Loramie. No good on the play by Heckman. And Cedarville's got possession with 3 minutes left of the game, tied at 40. Van Loo, forecourt right below us. Hand off to Cooper Hardy. Hardy on the arc, between the rings to Will Mossing. Near side of the floor, it goes to Van Loo, foul line. Gives it up behind him to Hardy, 25 feet away. Hardy wants to drive. He's on the arc right flank. Thought about pumping the three, didn't. 2:36 to go. Three timeouts left, Cedarville, 2 for 4, 40. Foul situation, 2 apiece. Dribble drive, Braden Trimbach goes left, goes right, in the lane, 6-footer, on the rim, no good, rebound for Loramie, it is Grillo, hacking foul against Cedarville, number 4 on Trimbach.
That was a silly foul because he missed the layup, but then you go down there and you compound it by just hammering him on the arm. I'm not sure what that thought process was.
2 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie at midcourt with the basketball. Veering left, it's Barhorst. Grillo on the arc, 30 feet away. Grillo nice into the paint, can't shoot. Feeds it behind him to a teammate, and the pass is missed. The ball goes into backcourt, and it is a violation on Fort Loramie. Grillo got in the jam. He was at the foul line, was hemmed in, threw it blindly behind him. No one was there. Backcourt mistake. Cedarville below the rim. Fires inbound. Layup tried. Blown. But a foul over the shoulder for Loramie, which missed an assignment on the inbounds pass. Redskins fell asleep. Hammerly got it. Gibby blew it. He's at the stripe. Swish. 41-40 Cedarville. 2 minutes and a second to go. Second shot, Hammerly, three throws down the stretch, so critical. Second one, dancing on the rim, and it skips off. Grillo snatches the board for Fort Loramie. 1 point game, here come the Redskins. A chance to go back on top, 1:50 to go. Top of the circle, Heckman. Near side, it is Dreese, far left wing Grillo, popping out, far horse for three, rim, backboard, no good, rebound smacked off the glass, and it's down to Cedarville. Here come the Indians racing up the floor, they try a long three, missed it, knocked out of bounds by Cedarville. It is Fort Loramie possession. Wow, quick trigger, Will Mossing. Oh, Cedarville would have been better off running clock.
Hey, you got a 1 point lead, that was a silly shot.
Yep, couldn't believe it. 1:28 to go, 41-40 Cedarville. Redskins possession on scores.broadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep. The Redskins get the ball, trailing by 1. 1:27 to go, fourth quarter. Cedarville went 1 for 2, last trip to the stripe. Then had a possession, tried a quick three, missed it. Redskins an opportunity, dribble drive into the lane, running one-hander, Barhorst short, no good. Long rebound for it, Loramie. Scattered floor, reverse pass below the rim, layup, good! Redskins get the deuce. Well done on the inside. Was that Dreese, Chuck?
Dreese, yes, sir.
Wow. Fort Loramie hustling hard after loose balls. Here is Cedarville attacking. Ball caught below the rim. Backward layup, no good, but a foul. Well, Cedarville has run its half-court game pretty efficiently here in the fourth quarter. A lot of cuts, passes, close-in shots. Fort Loramie up 1, 42-41. 55 seconds to go. Fouled in the act of shooting. Seaville gets two. It's up. It's in by Cooper Hardy. Tied at 42.
Hardy's had a nice game for the Indians.
Averaging 9. What's he got, Chuck?
I think this will be 9.
He hits again. Indians up a point. 2 free throws by Cooper Hardy. 43-42. Cedarville, Fort Lauderdale. 48 seconds to go in the contest. Grillo midcourt on the bounce. Fakes left, goes right. One timeout left for Fort Lauderdale. Ball lost, top of the circle. Redskins cover it up. Here's Grillo. Here's Dries, 30 feet out. 30 seconds to go in the game. Dries, hands off on the play to Heckman. Far left wing, Barhorst. Good defense, Cedarville on the arc. And Fort Laramie utilizes its final time out. 25 ticks to go. Cedarville up 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
So many thanks to Osgood Bank, longtime sponsor on Scores Broadcast, osgoodbank.com, Osgood Bank in Rushi, Fort Laramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Thank you so much. Locale Equipment, longtime sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Locale has been with us since our start, a founding partner. A lot of gratitude owed to Locale. Thanks to Locale Equipment so much as well. And all of our sponsors, all 30 of them, here on Scores Broadcast. Fort Laramie with the ball, down 1. 21 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Barhorst hits a back cutter. Julio catches. He scores. 13 seconds to go. Beautifully designed play by head coach Mitch Westerheide. 7-6-5. Van Loo shake and bake down the lane. Hits it. Hits it. Fort Laramie 70-footer. No good. Cedarville with the buzzer. Nips Fort Laramie on a tremendous driving shot by Nate Van Loo. 45-44. Cedarville triumphant in a thriller. Oh, what a finish to this game. Tough luck loss for Fort Laramie, which loses yet another squeaker in the 25-26 season. Redskins graduating DJ Barhorst, Landon Dries, Griffin Mesher, Johnston Hollenbacher, and Ace Berger off the varsity. They'll be missed, but a host of talent returns for Fort Laramie next year. Cedarville Indians in fine fashion close out the deal here tonight, nipping the Redskins. It was a terrific drive by Van Loo to the basket. Fort Laramie didn't have a foul to give. Couldn't foul on the arc. Cedarville made a habit the entire fourth quarter of cutting to the rim, sealing off players in the paint, and getting to the basket. And Cedarville made it happen in the final second and a half or 2 seconds and won the game by a point, 45-44. We'll return in just a few minutes to close it out on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Second game tonight, upcoming shortly, Botkin Springfield Catholic Central. First game goes to Cedarville, winning a thriller over Fort Loramie, 45-40. Redskins lose a heartbreaker. Fort Loramie did everything it could to win that game, led 97% of the contest, and lost it in the final second and a half on a Nate Van Loo great drive to the basket by the Cedarville Indians after head coach Mitch Westridey had called a timeout and had his club run a beautiful play that resulted in a layup, I think, by Ian Grillo. That put Fort Loramie up by a point. And then Cedarville came down, didn't use a timeout, and went right to the rim. And it was the half-court offense for Cedarville here in the fourth quarter that was the difference. The Redskins were right there. The game just did not end quite soon enough.
Well, they played a terrific game. That's about as well as they can play.
Yep.
Got the score exactly where they wanted it in the mid-40s. Just Van Loo made a play. He made a play at the end, and that was it. 27-20 rebound advantage for Loramie. 10-3 on the offensive boards. To give Cedarville some credit, they turned the ball over 9 times, all those in the first half. Did not turn the ball in the second half. Loramie only turned it 6 times total. They were 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Cedarville was 10 of 15. Individual scoring for the Indians, 13 for Nate Van Loo, 10 for Braden Trimbach, 9 for Cooper Hardy, and then 6 each from Mossing and Hamel Garn. And the Sour Mugs player of the game is going to be Nate Van Loo. On the other side, DJ Barrows went out in good fashion. He had 14. He had 4 threes in the game. Had a terrific game. 11 from Grillo off the bench. He's back next year. They got 8 from Dries, and then they got 5 from Heckman, 4 from Eilerman, and 2 from Burning. My Sour Mugs player of the game is going to be DJ Barhorse for Loramie.
Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs in Piqua, located in the Social, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to Piqua's Garbery Gym. Bonus coverage upcoming in several minutes. We'll be offline shortly, then return with Botkin Springfield Catholic Central. Fort Loramie nipped at the wire, but Cedarville 45-44. Outstanding season for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who do graduate five seniors. Return a host of talent. Coach Mitch Westerheide's club will be very good next season, no question about it. 45-44, Cedarville edges Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Stay tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the second game of our doubleheader upcoming shortly. We'll go offline for a few minutes, then return for the contest between Botkins and Springfield Catholic Central. Fort Loramie, a tough luck loss suffered here tonight at Piqua's Garbery Gym. Bowing to Cedarville by a point, 45-44, on a shot made by Cedarville in the final 2 seconds. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scores Broadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.